with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu with new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Winner's Circle. We are back with another live eviction episode. We have seen our seventh member of the season get eliminated. We are now officially in jury. We found out some really crucial information tonight. I gotta say, we're getting into it. We're gonna jump right into the eviction, and then we'll dive into the week. But initial thoughts, Joseph goes home. And if I'm being honest, I was like, fine. Like, it was like, hopefully he understands now that he wasn't playing the same game that he probably thought he was playing in his head. This entire season, Joseph has really like commented on people's games. He has, you know, mentioned people not playing good games. He did it with Matt. It's like, you weren't playing a good game. That was early on. And it's like, he was comparing his game to Chelsea. And I was like, first of all, everybody on here knows how I feel about Chelsea's game. I think she is the best player in the house, in my opinion. And so seeing him sit there and like compare himself, he did a lot of comparisons to like Dr. Will and how Dr. Will wouldn't win competitions. It's like, bro, that is not the only correlation and reason behind Dr. Will being the legend of Dr. Will Kirby. Okay. It wasn't just that he threw competitions. He understood vastly the social element. And quite frankly, we could tell that Joseph didn't really understand the social element because he couldn't even catch the social cues between him and Leah, because Leah clearly was friend zoning this dude. And he was like gazing at her in one of these conversations, like he thought he had a chance and he didn't. I'm not trying to shade Joseph here, but it was just like, my big thing is like, I don't love when people comment in the game on other people's games, especially when it's early on. It's like, this is a very long game. This is a very strenuous game. And this game takes a lot in order to go far and to win. And to like comment on people's games along the way, to me, is just like, I don't know. It kind of drives me nuts. It's like people that are playing this game for the first time to go in and comment on people's games. It's like, well, you've never played before. What are you going based off of? The fact that you're making it through each week. And we were seeing that a lot early. We're kind of getting away from it, which I'm happy about. We're going to dive into this week's episode. But before we do, we're going to hear from this week's sponsor, Factor. With the summer coming to the end and fall quickly approaching, fuel up for this fall with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals thanks to the chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 80 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle and choose from 6 preferences to help you either manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced. Listen, Christy and I love enjoying Factor. The meals are great. It's quick, it's easy, and we really like to enjoy it to supplement nights where we are not going to the grocery store. We're rushing around. Maybe we're running low on the stuff that we have in the fridge. And Factor always comes through with a good, clean meal. And the stress that's relieved from enjoying these meals, I can't even thank Factor enough. And for Winner's Circle listeners, you can head to factormeals.com/winnerscircle50 and use code winnerscircle50 to enjoy 50% off your first box and 20% off your following month. That's winnerscircle50 at factormeals.com/winnerscircle50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next month. I'd like to thank Factor for sponsoring this week's episode. Let's jump back into it. All right. Thank you, Factor, for sponsoring this week's episode. Guys, go check them out. They've been supporting this channel and helping us out. And so if you want to support us, support them. We have a great deal for your first box. You get 50% off and 20% off your next month. So thank you, Factor, for sponsoring this week's episode. All right. So we have a Quinn HOH week. And to be honest, it was just another HOH week where I'm kind of confused by the style of play. And I think a lot of it is coming from, we have a very unique season. So I've been thinking about this season. I've been thinking about how these weeks have gone and how people's allies have been going home on their HOH. And one of two things, I've come to one of two conclusions, that these people aren't really that closely aligned with the people that they're putting on the block, or there's just a sense of like, I know I'm close to you, so I'm not going to hurt your feelings. So you almost put up people who you don't want to hurt, people that you're not aligned with's feelings, and then have them be threats. And so you're willing to then like take on the burden of putting up somebody that you feel comfortable and close with, and then they're going home. It's like Big Brother 101 as an HOH. If you're an HOH, you don't put people on the block that are numbers of yours that you're not willing to let go. Like this whole pawn thing and this whole like, I need a pawn. Like every week we're hearing like, I need a pawn. And I understand that because there is three people getting nominated every single week. But when there's three people getting nominated, there's people that you're aligned with, there's people that you're working with, and then there's people that you don't care if they go home. And for me, every single week, there seems to be people putting other people on the block that they're very closely aligned with. And I don't really understand that gameplay. Like Quinn, for me, understandable. Putting Rubina up, putting Chemo up, putting Angela up. The Rubina and Angela one, yes. The Chemo one, I can understand. But if you're going to put Chemo up and you were feeling some type of way about how that vote got flipped, then you might as well put T-Core up. So I didn't really understand. It's like, if you're not putting T-Core up, then you shouldn't put Chemo up and you should be trying to nurture that relationship. And then it's like, I haven't really seen much of a relationship between Quinn and Mackenzie to understand why like she wasn't on the block. You know, like I understand why Cam maybe didn't go on the block because they had an alliance together that Quinn didn't blow up. T-Core and Chemo blew it up. So he wants to keep Quinn off the block. He wants to keep Cam off the block. He wants to keep Chelsea off the block. But it's like, you know, the numbers are dwindling. Three people have to go on the block. But I'm like, why is Mackenzie not going up? So I'm not understanding why they're doing things that they're doing. And it's like, you know, even if he got close with Mackenzie in 1 week, it's like, what is that doing? Like, what is that? How is that benefiting you when there's someone like Chemo that would never put you on the block? There's someone like Joseph that would never put you on the block. Like, if Mackenzie would never put him on the block, then power to him. Maybe that's something that's happening on the feeds that I missed reading. But to be honest, his HOH was just kind of, it just shows another week where the HOH, it doesn't feel like the HOH has power of their own reign. And I think there's two pieces to that. One, I think the HOHs aren't doing a great job of nominating people that they're willing to lose. They're putting people on the block that, I mentioned this earlier, they're putting people on the block that they're closely aligned with, and they're almost like okay with hurting their feelings versus hurting somebody's feelings who they're not closely aligned with, and trying to like keep themselves safe with that person that, you know, who knows if they're going to stay safe. But I also feel like there's a component of this game this season is very individualistic. There's not this big alliance that has run through the game, right? The collective was the big alliance. T-Core and Chemo blew it up. And ever since then, it just feels like no strong group has formed to, you know, really have the numbers and run through the game. And we're seeing a lot of that with the votes. Like, tonight's vote was a 4-3 vote to send Joseph home. And Angela literally goes in and is like crying, saying that, "Babe, my goodness." Christy's here. She's going to be weighing in. I know I mentioned this, you know, because 2 weeks ago I had Christy on the episode. She's going to be weighing in a little bit, you know, kind of off the camera. She's got a face mask on. She's like getting ready for the nighttime routine. And so she's going to be weighing in off camera. And that's going to be her first comment of the evening is dummy. So
I just thought it was so funny that she was like, "Chemo, I'm sorry, but I don't have the votes to keep you." And I'm like, "You don't have," like, as if she's in charge of the thing. "I don't have the votes." I was like, "You don't have
anything." You don't have anything, Angela. Perfectly put, babe. You don't have anything. And the comedy in that really is like, she's crying and emotional, saying that she doesn't have the votes. Sorry, Chemo. And then Chemo stays. And then we have to get the close-up zoom of Angela's face just like, what happened? She's like crying, but also not understanding like what happened. Like, she doesn't have a hold of the game. But honestly, like, I think Angela understands that she doesn't have a hold of the game. I think Leah understands that she doesn't have a hold of the game. I think Leah and Angela are going to possibly be on the block together this next week, depending on who wins the HOH.
I hope Angela's on, but I think she's delusional. I think she literally thinks she does have the game.
Yeah, she doesn't. And so Angela is Angela's just an interesting character. I'm over the theatrics of Angela now at this point. Early on, it was a lot of fun, you know, calling people out. The drama was good. But now, honestly, it just feels like piling on with Angela. And quite frankly, I am blown away that she made it to jury. But it also rings true to the point of, if you cross Angela, you go home. Tucker, she wanted Tucker last week. He went home. Joseph made a comment to her. She didn't like that. Now, granted, she still voted for him to stay. But like, if you in any way, shape, or form step on Angela's toes, you possibly could be going home. And we're seeing that ring true.
How many weeks has it been? 7 weeks in a row that happened?
7 weeks in a row. So it's been a lot. It's been a lot, but let's backtrack now. So we have the nominations. I kind of touched on that a little bit as to, you know, kind of what I felt on the nominations. But we then go to the veto, and Leah wins the veto. And I can understand why she used it. I just don't think it was great, because it's like, she used the veto as like a reason to keep somebody in the house that she knows is a number for her, which I get. You want to keep people in the house that are not going to nominate you, that could possibly be a vote for you down the line. And I understand the reasoning to thinking you want Angela in the house. Now, those reasons are not the reasons to use the veto on somebody just because you feel alone in the house and you feel like Angela is somebody that will have your back. Like, you don't use the veto on somebody because
what is in the juice this season do people ever use veto on other people?
No, this season I think has had like a different precedent, because there's just when something happens early on, then like it just kind of snowballs and it's like, well, this person did it, so I might as well do it too. And it's like 101. If you use the veto on somebody, like, that's going to link the two of you, which means that people aren't going to want the two of you to remain in the game. So now what I can see happening is Leah and Angela are going to go on the block, and it's an easy reason to put them up. It's like, listen, you two to me are a duo. Like, Leah, you saved her last week. So unless it's somebody that is really close with Leah, which she doesn't really have in this game. So Leah's probably going to be on the block right next to Angela next week. Now, do I think Leah will go home? Probably not, because I don't think she's a threat to anybody's game. But what it comes down to is, if they decide somebody in the house that wins the veto uses it, may just be too erratic for me to keep in the game. Because if I'm the HOH and they win the veto, I want to still feel like I have control of my reign. And so you may not want to keep someone like that in the house. So it was just a poor decision, in my opinion, for Leah to use that veto for the reasons why I just laid out. It's like, you don't want people to think that you're going to go against what the HOH is doing, because they will then think, well, if I'm the HOH, do I want that type of person in the house? So it's really tough. The one thing I will say I appreciate this season, and I mentioned this earlier, is just that people are willing to play their own game. It's like, this is good for me, I'm going to do this. And so it's really making for a lot of chaos, and it's really making for a lot of unpredictable moves to happen, which as a viewer, I can appreciate it, because Christy and I were just saying it earlier. Every Thursday, I'm so really excited, right?
So excited.
Like, we're excited going into the Thursday. I think the AI arena has brought excitement. I think not knowing who's going to end up the two on the block has brought excitement. Which way the vote's going to go. And because it also seems like as these AI arenas have been playing out and we've gotten further along, the vote is kind of up in the air. And it came down to somebody this week who, I mean, I know Cam is probably going to feel like he got backstabbed, because Chelsea this week decided to not go with who her closest ally was up until this point in Cam, being that as it may, was a little maybe petty initially. Like, what started her thinking it was a little petty, because he was like snuggling up against Mackenzie. And so it's like, listen, Chelsea, if you like Cam and you have a crush on Cam and you're jealous because he's snuggling with another girl, just say it. Don't try to beat around the bush and call him your friend and say that you have a close relationship. Because if it's your friend, nobody's getting jealous over them snuggling over another girl. Okay, so Chelsea, we're on to you. We know you got a crush on Cam. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh my God, yeah. Can you imagine, like, these people, it's like, the only people you're surrounded by for such a long time. Like, everyone's going to have crushes on people.
It's very easy if you're single to get comfortable with somebody, start to maybe get feelings. Not, it's like, are we friends? Is this something more? Maybe one person feels that way, the other person doesn't. But it's like, my thing is just, we've heard this line now multiple times, and it's like the Chelsea drops the line of like, I didn't come to play this game for a man. And it's like, Chelsea, like, you've kind of been playing the game for yourself this whole time. In what world are you playing the game for Cam? And it's like, it's literally, if I'm being honest, it kind of seems like fed lines to them, because we heard Rabina say it in reference to Tucker, and now we're hearing Chelsea say it in reference to Cam. And it's like, Chelsea, you've been playing this game for yourself. Like, Why do you need to feed that line? Like, who are we talking? What man are you playing this game for? You've been playing for yourself, Chelsea. Don't give anybody. You're doing it for yourself. You've been doing it your whole time, this whole time.
She's going to do it all the way to the winner's seat.
And she is. She's going to join the winner's circle, because I really do feel like Chelsea is a gamer. The reason why I'm touching on this and mentioning that, and I'm kind of poking fun a little bit, but at the end of the day, Chelsea keeping Chemo in the house is 100% better for her game. Sending Joseph home needed to happen for Chelsea, because she laid it out perfectly. When there's somebody in the house describing, now, although he's describing and comparing his game to her game and the similarities between the two, which was not the case, but the way he was describing her game, when somebody is describing your game that way, they're saying it directly to your face.
What did he call it again?
So he's saying you're playing a great social game, and the way that he was describing her game to her, if he then goes and starts describing that game to other players in the house, that can view her and put a target on her back. So the move for Chelsea to send Joseph home, kudos. It just shows, again, Chelsea is always locked in. She's never turned off. And you always have to be locked in and never turned off in this game. And so what I will say is, I hope that maybe like her seeing Cam flirting a little bit with Mackenzie, kind of like wakes her up, because like I don't want her to lose sight of like 750K in the game. And maybe, you know, like Cam is tight with you. Cam is aligned with you. Like, don't get any feelings. If you're going to get feelings, Chelsea, do it after the show. Because it just, it clouds your judgment. It clouds, you know, your decision-making. So I'm happy that she ultimately made the right choice, because Joseph going home was the best thing for her game, because you don't want someone like that talking in the house about your game. And if they're saying it to you, they'll say it to other people. Goodbye, Joseph. Sayonara. Great move by Chelsea.
It was so insulting that he was trying to say, our game's the same. I play so great too. And it was like, no.
What I have to say is Christy, and I've mentioned this before, Christy, episode one, pointed at Chelsea and goes, she's my favorite. I think she's going to win. So
I really just like her. So I didn't really know she was going to be good at playing, but she's just cool and funny. So and she's pretty. So I just said, I like her.
And she has shown that she has a big brother mind. She plays this game well. And I think she's really going to do well. And so we have that decision being made. What I will say, and this is a funny little tidbit, we've been hearing a lot of these women in the house talking about, I want to see a woman go to the end. I want to see a woman win. All this. There's only three guys left in this game. There's only three guys left in this game. And these guys better start paying attention to, like, these women aren't playing games. And if your ass is sitting there at the end next to one of the women, I guarantee you, if you're a guy and you're sitting next to a woman, the other women in the jury are going to be voting for that woman. So, guys, turn it on. See what's going on around you.
Oh, they're
going
to be gone.
They very well. There's only, well, there's Chemo.
Is really good.
I think Chemo's a really good player. I would have been livid if Chemo went home over Joseph, because I think it was a really, I don't understand why Quinn would put Chemo on the block, other than the fact that he was bitter that the vote got flipped. And realistically, I don't feel that there's one or the other between Chemo and T-Core that is just playing a better game than the other. I think both strategically are on the same page. Although I will give Chemo the leg up, because strategically I thought T-Core had a horrible HOH. So for me, I'm giving Chemo the leg up in it. And I just, you know, Quinn putting Chemo on the block, I was just like, I didn't want him on the block. I was hoping that he went further. And so I'm really happy to see that that he did well. We also find out tonight that the AI arena is done. Ultimately, backdooring is back in the building. I know you went to the bathroom. No, you got on the phone, you went to the bathroom. So
the AI arena.
So you're getting it live here with Christy.
What? I'm so upset.
Let me know. Do we get, look, guys, in the comments, if you felt how Christy felt just now in that moment, put a crying face emoji. If you're excited that the AI arena is done, put a thumbs up emoji.
I feel like the AI arena brought a whole new culture to the way they vote. Like, I mean, I haven't seen like a lot of seasons, but I feel like when I would watch, everyone would try to vote the same so that they wouldn't be in trouble with each other. But this season, because it's so last minute, we're always getting mixed votes. Like every single time they vote, we're like, which way is it going
to
go?
Yeah, I think a lot of that has to do with also because the votes could still be a landslide. But I think what a lot of that has to do with is that this season, there's a lot of different people that are playing the game together and it's not one big group. So you may not feel super comfortable talking to somebody in the house and saying to them, well, if this one is up, I'm voting them. If this one is up, I'm voting them. If this is the scenario, I'm voting them. So because there's three people up, you may not want to tell somebody that because you're like, well, you're kind of close with them, so I got to be careful what I say to you, which is allowing these votes to be that way. Honestly, this is kind of normal with Big Brother where there's something initially starts in the game, whether that's coaches, whether that's teams, whether that's this AI arena, and then it usually does subside. We had Battle of the Block on season 16. Battle of the Block went away, and then it came back. So there's no telling if AI Arena is done for good, because we've seen in the past where I know on season 16, Battle of the Block was there. It went, it came back, and then it went. And so
what did that mean again? Extra.
So Battle of the Block, there were four people getting nominated every single week. So two HOHs, four people got nominated. Yeah, so each HOH nominated two people.
Except,
no, this is different. One person nominating three people is different. Yeah, we don't have time for that. We don't. If you want to know what's going on 16, go watch 16, and I'm not watching it.
Oh, yeah, we should watch.
I'm not watching it. Anyway, so this kind of rings true to what goes on in Big Brother. I'm happy that the AI arena is done, because now it's going to, I think it's going to allow like some lines to be drawn, and people are going to have, you know, better understandings of like, well, why do you need pawns if only two people are going on the block? And like, where are the voting? Where's the vote going? I do feel like it's now going to start causing votes to be a little more aligned. But I almost in the same breath don't know, because the votes have been so split this season and we really haven't had unanimous votes. And so I'm super interested to see how this plays out. I think this first HOH, it's like you made it to jury. AI arena is done. This first HOH is so pivotal for setting yourself up for this jury run and this initial run. So you want to try to get from here where we're at now into the final four. And this first HOH can be a great way of setting yourself up, aligning yourself with a group of people, keeping people safe, and kind of drawing the line. It's like, hey, listen, like we're aligned. I'm going to protect you this week. I'm going to save you, let you get another week. You could be the first member of the jury at the very, you're going to be the second member of the jury at the very least. Like, we are going to carry through this game. This next HOH can really set somebody up well moving forward. And I really, really hope that person is Chelsea, because I think Chelsea will run this HOH very well, much like she did with her first HOH until we had a wild card like Tucker come in and blow the whole thing up. Tucker was like the Joker. He blew the whole thing up. And speaking of Tucker, I'm just waiting to get approval, but I will be having Tucker on the Winner's Circle. I will be chatting it up with my boy. We're going to be talking about this season, his gameplay, and some of the things that I maybe would have or wouldn't have done. But also, I am just happy to have a conversation. I've been chatting with him ever since he's been out of the house. So I think it'll be a fun conversation to have him on here. Let you guys get a little bit of insight into our personal relationship, like one-on-one, and how we did know each other and some of the stories that we have together. And so I think that'll be a fun, fun little episode that I add on here. So that'll be coming soon. So far, I think, babe, who do you think you want to win HOH next week? For this week, tonight.
Tonight. I mean, I'd be excited for Chelsea, but I would also be happy with Mackenzie. Ooh. Or T-Core, I know, was just HLH, but I like her.
Mackenzie, I wonder what Mackenzie would do. I wonder who Mackenzie would put on the block. I could see Mackenzie putting like an Angela on the block just because Angela's
please
easy.
Whoever's HOH, please get rid of Angela.
Christy is done. Christy has gotten off the Angela train. She is no longer liking Hurricane Angela.
No, I've never been on the train.
You were liking when the drama was happening early.
I swear I wasn't. I thought her whole thing to Matt was so like.
Oh, Christy, okay. Yeah.
I thought it was, not to get too into it, as an older person to talk down to like a young kid like that, I thought it was really like uncalled for.
It's a hot take right there. That's a hot take right there. I thought it was classic Big Brother, so let's get after it and let's get rocking and rolling. I was fired up.
Classless.
No, classic Big Brother. So for me, I think, you know, it would be very interesting. Obviously, Quinn can't compete in the HOH. Could you imagine what an Angela HOH would look like?
No.
My goodness. My goodness. Quinn, pop a squat. I don't know who else Angela would put up next to Quinn. But you know what? I'm pulling for an Angela HOH.
What?
I'm pulling for an Angela HOH. I know. But honestly, I want to see a little bit of chaos. If it's going to be somebody that I actually want to win, it's going to be who I truly want to see win this game, which would be Chelsea, because I think it is a really important point of the game for someone to win HOH and really set themselves up to get themselves into that final four, where then ultimately it just comes down to, you know, how can you compete under pressure, win a competition, or have you played a strong enough social game to not get eliminated at that point? I do want to take a moment to thank everybody on this channel, because I've been saying stuff at the end of the videos about, you know, comment this emoji down below, comment this emoji if you made it to this point in the episode. And if I'm being 100% honest, the amount of comments that I'm getting with those emojis at the end of the video is like really heartwarming, because it's showing how many of you are, you know, listening all the way through these episodes. And as somebody who just jumps on here and it's recording, sometimes I'm solo, sometimes I have a guest, sometimes I got Christy hanging out with me. It's really, really encouraging to see, you know, viewers getting through the entire podcast. And so I don't want that to go unnoticed. And I want to call it out here. I do my best of liking those comments. I've done my best at going through the comments. I don't know if you know, I work a full-time job as well. So after these episodes, when these episodes are coming out, I'm working during the day. And so when I get off of work and I get to see some of the comments that are coming into the channel, it really, really, I really appreciate it. I love everybody that's on here. And it's been a really, really cool season so far. It's been really nice chatting with everybody and seeing the comments and then having conversations. So don't be afraid to jump into the comments and go against stuff that you're hearing in here, disagreeing. I've seen some comments that have come in where they actually like make really good points, and it kind of gives me a different perspective. And I really, really appreciate that. It's been a really fun season for me so far. We just got to jury. We're just getting into the thick of it. So I do want to say, if you've gotten here, make sure you are liking, subscribing, turning on those notifications. I'm also covering The Anonymous, which is the new show on USA Network, and also dropping episodes on Peacock. We have Xavier on there. I'm going to be talking to Xavier about The Anonymous and dropping that episode this upcoming Tuesday. So I have a lot of questions about that show, but I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that here. I'm going to be trying to put more content onto the channel, just more conversations, getting more content out for everybody so you have something to listen to in your day-to-day. So do not be afraid to comment on the channel. Let me know some things. Maybe if there's, I want to watch reality shows. If there's other reality shows that you're watching out there, maybe, you know, game shows, I'm big on the reality drama shows. And so if there's other stuff you want to see me chat about on here as well, let me know. I really appreciate everything. Babe, any final words?
I'm just really upset about the AI. I just found that out right now.
She's not happy about it. She took a phone call. She missed it.
But I will say, thank God, like, I'm so into Big Brother this season, because after Love Island ended, I didn't know what I was going to do with myself for TV. I'm like, I can't wait for Big Brother to be on.
Yeah, Thursday nights. I feel like you're more into the Thursday night episodes, which, Wednesday night. Well, this past Wednesday night, if I'm being honest, it was kind of a snooze fest.
What about, like, better? HOH?
The Thursday night episodes have been very entertaining due to the AI arena. I'm eager to see if this season, because we, as somebody that watches and also somebody that covers the season, this is right around where the season tends to hit a lull for me. And that's just as a viewer. Sometimes, you know, the excitement of the early part of the season is there. Then, you know, there's a lot more drama early on. And then in the middle part of the season, it starts to kind of get to a lull for me. And I'm hoping that's not the case this season, because everything up until this point has been very entertaining and very fun to watch. So hopefully that continues on throughout this second part of this initial jury portion of the season. Big week. This week is a huge week. If there's somebody you're rooting for and somebody you want to go all the way to the end of this game and possibly win, this will be a very big HOH for them to win. And if they handle it right, they can line themselves up for the end of this game. I'm telling you right now, this is a great week. First week HOH is important. Second phase of the game I talked about is important. We're getting close to transitioning into that final phase of the game. And this could be a very critical HOH because the jury just started. And if you don't want to be that first person in the jury house, you win this HOH, you set yourself up, and then hopefully you're not the next few that go in either. I appreciate you all joining me here on the Winner's Circle. New episodes will be coming out, and I'll see you guys next time.